I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. He wrote that young preacher, encouraging him and encouraging him. Amen. And giving him pointers in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Scripture. 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Here it said the mystery of godliness. Two great mysteries are at work in the world. It is the mystery of godliness and the mystery of iniquity. Amen. Both of those are at work in the world that we live in tonight. Amen. I tell you, I want to be part of that mystery of godliness rather than the other. Amen. That mystery of iniquity, amen, is going to culminate, amen, in a horrible end. I'm telling you. But the mystery of godliness is going to culminate in a glorious end. Amen. I'm telling you, who would not want to, amen, to go to God's heaven? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace, and I want to go there. Amen. So there's nothing like God's heaven. Amen. And but there is also another place, and a lot of people don't like to, amen, mention it. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. Amen. Declaring in Mark chapter 9, three times in that one chapter, amen, where that man it's better for man, amen, to go to heaven halt, missing a right eye, a right hand, or a right foot. Amen. Then to go to hell with all three of them. Amen. So, and then each time he says, where their worm died not, and the fire is not quenched. Amen. That their worm means they ever dying but never dead. It is a constant state of eternal turmoil. Amen. Eternal punishment, eternal pain, eternal woe. And Brother Joe, somehow or another, I hadn't found in the book, but I somehow believe, amen, that people in heaven, amen, are not going to see them, but the people in hell are going to see the other bunch. Amen. Why? But I can tell you what kind of, and all through eternity, they're going to say, I could have been there rather than here. Amen. As sure as heaven is the ultimate joy and the ultimate, amen, splendor, hell is exactly the opposite of what heaven is. Amen. I realize, you know, nowadays, the day we live in, if you listen to, amen, a lot of things that are said from pulpits, amen, makes one wonder whether, amen, anybody believes in a hell anymore or if anybody goes there. But this Bible says, amen, let me just say what the Word of God says, amen, that hell enlargeth herself daily. Amen. So a lot of them folks that's preaching them folks into heaven must be missing the mark somewhere. Amen. Because the Bible says that hell is filling up. Amen. Oh, enlargeth herself daily. Amen. Listen, God has left the church here to try to diminish that. Amen. And to prove to that world that man can be regenerated. amen, that he can be changed and that he can be delivered from a life of sin. That's the reason the church is here. God taking the church, sanctifying that church. Bringing that church into His likeness. As a testimony to a world. And saying that you can be delivered. You can be changed. You can be set free. Done feeling the Holy Ghost. Listen. So I want to be part of that mystery of godliness. And I want to move back real quickly here for just a moment. And I want to move to, John chapter 17. And Jesus, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory that which I had with Thee before the world was. The Word of God says, He was manifest in the flesh. Jesus is the manifestation of God fleshly. The Word of God says, in Him dwell all the fullness of God bodily. I will say it again. In Him dwelt all the fullness of God bodily. He is the living, breathing, walking manifestation of God. Why did He leave the church here? As His body. To be what, Brother Joe? The living, breathing, walking manifestation of God. Listen, godliness, the mark of His church. Godliness we've already defined this morning as being Christ-likeness. Divine nature. Possessing and manifesting that divine nature. The nature and character of God. I'm telling you, the church lives, she will love like God loves. She will love what God loves. And she will hate what God hates. Listen, God doesn't hate sinners. God hates sin. There's a difference. I find that a lot of times immature Christians have a problem. They hate sinners. We ought to stand for the truth. God has left us here not to be inert, not to be something that is ineffective, but something that is affecting the world that we live in. We are the salt of the earth. Come on, Brother Joe. That's something that adds savor or flavor or changes the condition of the world. I'm telling you, I put salt in food, makes it taste better. Come on. I'm telling you, if you add that salt, you add flavor. I'm telling you, son, but to many it's the wrong flavor. Hello? They want that worldly flavor rather than that godly flavor. I'm telling you, when they get their eternity, they're going to wish they had the other flavor. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. So He's left the church. You are the light of the world. We're here to shine as lights in a world that's dark. Isaiah 60, one, he says, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Then he goes on and says these words, darkness shall cover the land, and gross darkness, the people. Believe you me, we are there. Hello? But he said, for that church to shine as a light in that world. Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I'm telling you, if you want to bring conviction to a world, let your light shine. Brother Joe, will they always love you? No. A lot of times they will curse you. They will blame you for being the problem that the world's got. Come on. If it wasn't for them sorry Christians, we could live our life, and nobody bother us. Yes, you would have a completely unimpeded path straight to hell. Come on. I want to tell you something to you. Jesus come and He stood in the path to hell, and pointed the way to heaven. And He has left the church here to do the exact same thing. To stand in the way. What did Jeremiah cry out to the generation of his day? Stand ye in the ways and see. Take a look. Look where you are. Look where you're headed. And look at the ways. And ask for the old paths. Wherein is the good way? He said it in, I believe, in Jeremiah chapter 6. And walk ye therein. Amen. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. Amen. Oh, they said, we will not walk therein. Amen. My. That generation ended in a horrible estate. Amen. My, I'm telling you something. Amen. God wants us to stand and do the same thing. Amen. We say, look, come go with me. Amen. To a land that flows with milk and honey. Amen. Follow me, Paul. Brother Paul said, as I follow Christ. Amen. I'm headed somewhere. Amen. I'm headed to a better land. Hallelujah. I'm headed to a place where milk and honey flows. I'm headed to a place where the eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor is it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love Him. Amen. Let me move on in John chapter 17. Amen. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. Amen. One of the second portion that I read to you out of the text was that God was manifested in the place, justified in the spirit, pardoned, seen of angels, preached on. Let me, I'm getting down further than what I thought it was. Believed on in the world. Amen. In John 17, Jesus said, they have known. Amen. Hallelujah. Surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. So, what did they believe, Brother Joe? They have believed in the manifestation of God in the flesh in Jesus Christ. They believed that. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, God, amen, intended for us to sit here and, amen, live a life in this world. Amen. That would manifest Christ. Amen. And make that world come to the knowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Woo. Not a dead, amen, a dry, amen, just a religious life, but a life filled. Amen. It's like Brother Clinton, and I know a lot of people got angry at him. He didn't come to share my miserable life with me, but he came to give me his glorious life. Amen. A life that is overcoming sin. A life that is overcoming, amen, the sorrows of this world. A life that is overcoming the iniquity and the temptations of life. Amen. And walking in the freshness and the glory of a risen Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. Notice, I want to, amen, you see, we may move a little bit further. Amen. Ephesians 5 and 30 said, for we are members of His body and of His flesh and of His bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Amen. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Note the connection above. Amen. As we read that in Ephesians to back to John chapter 17. Amen. And we'll do it again. I pray not for the world, but thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name. Amen. That when he says his own name, he means his own authority. Amen. Those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. What is he saying? Amen. That body, a church, the body of Christ, may be in complete unity with that Godhead. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you, when that church walks in unity with Him, as He, amen, has spoken in His Word, so is that body. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. What God, amen, feels and thinks and about anything, the church is the mirror image, amen, of that, manifesting that very nature and character of God. Amen. Listen, no wonder the world is in a mess when the church age of this hour, amen, there's everything but manifesting Christ. They're trying to make the world happy. Amen. Rather than God, they're trying to please man. They're trying to have it both ways. And you just simply can't do it. Amen. You can't please God and mammon. Nobody can serve God and mammon. What is mammon, Brother Joe? The wheel of the desires of the flesh. Amen. The Word of God. Why is that? This Bible tells us explicitly that the flesh was enmity against God. Amen. The word enmity, it means unreconcilable differences. Meaning that the flesh can never be, reconciled to God. What's got to happen to it, Brother Joe? That's what the cross is for. Amen. The apostle said, if I glory, I'll glory in the cross. Whereby? The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not two pieces of wood. Amen. It is that essence of that mind and spirit that says, I'm His. Amen. I died with Him. Amen. That old man, I left him at Calvary, nailed to a cross. Amen. And behold, this new life that I'm now living. Amen. He said, what did He say? By that quirk of that cross, the world is crucified to me, and I'm crucified to the world. Amen. And when I read one author that said, when he said crucified, amen, it makes that world appear to that saint as the second day old carcass that's hung out in that sun. The birds have pecked it. It is rejectable. Amen. It is ugly. Amen. Come on. If we love God, amen, and we're willing to die out with Him, that world will not appear attractive. It'll appear ugly and gross and refusable. Amen. He said, the world is about crucified unto me, and I am crucified to the world. Amen. I want to tell you, that world that wants the way of the flesh, amen, will despise the way of the child of God. It is totally against everything they are. Amen. No wonder there is a warfare. Come on with Brother Joe. There is a warfare. There is a conflict that is going on. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, there is a conflict and there is a victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, he said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. Amen. There is a conflict. Amen. He's after destroying everything that God's trying to do. Amen. Let me hurry. I want to get to a point here in a few minutes and then try to close. Remember, so there, the connection in John 17. Amen. That we are one. They may be one. Sanctify them, he says in verse 17. Amen. Maybe back up. Amen. Back up just a little bit. I want to move down to verse, verse 14. Maybe back up to 13 here, if you will. Amen. And now come out of thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. When he says his joy, that means his desire. His driving force, amen. His yearning. That's his joy, amen. My, that they may have my joy, amen. What moves me, amen. What causes me to be, amen, exhilarated? That same thing may operate in my people, amen. My, what it is that their joy may be what my joy is, amen. Come on. Woo! That their pleasure may be what my pleasure is. Amen. What is that, Brother Joe? The work of the Father. Amen. The will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you, living the Christian life becomes a drudgery, better hit the altar. Amen. And pray through, because somewhere along the line, that old root of flesh has sprung up anew. Amen. And if it's not taken care of, it will spoil everything that God's trying to do. Amen. My, that word of God says the axe is laid to the root of that tree. Amen. That axe is there for a reason. It's there to chop down that old man, put him back on that cross. Amen. Lord, I've died with you. Amen. Ain't allowing that old man to come back. Amen. None of his filthy ways. I'm going to surrender all. Amen. I'm giving it to you. I'm going to walk with you, sir. Amen. I'm going to listen for your voice. Amen. And I'm going to obey your spirit and your word. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. So what he says, I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. My. Never mind. Imagine that. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. We sang that song in the choir quite a few times. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. I have, amen, my name on a charter in a city somewhere. Amen, in the heavens. Hello? The New Jersey. Woo! I said my name's written down in a book they call the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Glory to God. Even had it not been for Jesus, I could have never got my name there. But thank God because of Him. Amen. Glory to God. I believe Brother Ronald Hobby was preaching many years ago and said a big old fella come down to the altar and said he looked like he's carrying the weight of the world on him. Amen. Prayed him through it, and in a little while he was up dancing like one of them bears in the circus on his tippy toes. And amen. They asked him, what happened? He said, I seen a great big hand write my name down. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples that came back and said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us in thy name. Amen. What did he say? Rejoice not, amen, that the devils are subject unto you, but rather I say unto you, rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. That's the reason the devils are subject. Amen. Because you're a pit subject of heaven. Amen. That gives you authority. Come on, I'll stick to the behind. That gives you authority over the power of that devil. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I believe in spiritual authority. I believe in the biblical standard, not in the way it's been abused and the way it's been destroyed. Amen. Where's that authority come from? If I'm submitted to Christ, walking in the Spirit, I can tell you God said, I give you authority. I give you power to tread upon serpents and in dragons. And upon I give you power over all the power of the enemy. He didn't say some. He said all. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There ain't a devil big enough to stand against the child of God if they will simply submit themselves to Christ. Amen. Walking in that godly fashion that God has ordained. Amen. I want to tell you, there ain't a devil can put their hand on them. Well, glory. Let me move where I... Amen. Listen to what he says. I pray that, listen, I have given the word, and let me move it. Amen. Yeah, not the word, even as I'm not the word, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Amen. I said this morning, the place for the boat is in the water. Amen. That's where the boat's supposed to be. Amen. But when the water is in the boat, amen, the church is supposed to be in the world. Jesus has left us here for a reason. Hey, come on, oh, Brother Joe. Blah, blah, blah. Amen. I want to tell you something. He has given us everything so that He's given us what we need so that the world should not be able to overcome us. Amen. If we will do what He said in His Word, be obedient and submissive to Him, the world stands no chance in overcoming the child of God. Amen. Listen, what the Word of God says. Amen. When He said, when lust is conceived, amen, it bringeth forth sin. James says, every man is tempted, amen, not because God is, amen, weakened, but because he is led away of his own lust. Come on. What is that saying, Brother Joe? Somewhere along the line, amen, man has lost that dedication and that consecration to God. Amen. And then, at cause of that, self has rose up in all of his deceitful ways in that lusty, amen, spirit of flesh. And it leads people away, no matter what it is. To some people, it's money. To some, it's another thing. To some, it's this. To some, it's that. Some, it's something else. Amen. We all have them places of weakness. Maybe don't all have the same ones. Amen. But nevertheless, if we allow that to happen, that lust brings up. Amen. And when lust conceives is when lust is able to roll over and bring about its results. What happens? It brings about sin. When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Let me hurry up. Amen. I want to move on quickly, go where I want to go here this evening. They are not of the world, even as I'm of the world. Amen. But they are in the world. I'm not. Listen, He wants us in the world because that's why we are here with a purpose. Amen. That's why we are here to evangelize. We are here to missionary. Amen. We are here to be testimonies. Amen. We are here to be witnesses unto Him. Amen. Both near and far. He said, what? In Jerusalem and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. So He has left us here with a mission, has given us a missionary statement, and that He has given us a commission. Amen. Called the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. I want to tell you what, I don't just talk about missionaries. Amen. Wherever you go, wherever I go, we're a missionary. Amen. Wherever we are to do what? Amen. We are preaching the gospel. Our life is preaching the gospel. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's saying either, it should be saying to that world, look what God can do with an old piece of flesh. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God can make something out of absolutely nothing. Amen. And every child of God that's been changed is living, walking, breathing proof that God can make something out of nothing. Amen. Now, he says, sanctify. They are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Then he says in verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now you about understand why Brother Joe is a word preacher. Amen. I want to tell you something. Many times, having faced a lot of things, I prayed, and God has almost always told me the exact same thing. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. In other words, be patient. Keep on preaching. Amen. And giving them the book. Amen. All long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. Even when they resist, even when somebody is trying to destroy themselves, keep on telling them the truth. Keep on preaching the word. Keep on being consistent. God said if that won't fix them, they're probably never going to be fixed. When Diabetes said to Father Abraham, would you please send Lazarus back and back? Would they let him go back over and warn my brethren, don't come where I am? What did he say? They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Amen. In other words, I've given them the same thing I gave you and everybody else. God has no respect to person. They have witnesses. Amen. What is Hebrews chapter 12? Wherefore, seeing we are about a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. We got witnesses in this book that go, amen, thousands of years back. Amen. And come all the way through. And we're still surrounded by witnesses to this very day. Amen. That God's word is true. That God sanctifies. That God saves. God delivers. Amen. Witnesses. Ah, listen. And God ain't talking about third-party witnesses. Let me tell you what the Lord has done for me. Amen. Not let me tell you what God done for so-and-so. Let me tell you what He's done for me. Woo, hallelujah. Let me tell you about Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you how He found me. Let me tell you what He got me out of. Let me tell you what He's done. Woo! Amen. Come walk with me. Amen. Let me show you Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, woo, I believe it's 33 miles, has that song. Amen. Let me walk with you. I'll show you Jesus. Ah, glory. My. Amen. Every time they sing that song, I hit that note out of mine until y'all feel them goosebumps run up my spine, out the top of my head. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. That's the reason we're here. Amen. Sanctify them with thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. If the word of God won't sanctify somebody, they cannot be sanctified. Brother Joe, is he talking about just a dead letter? I didn't know what he's talking about. Amen. He's talking about the word of God empowered by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Now you get that dead letter. Somebody was on the radio and we were listening. Supposed to have been praying a prayer, and I'm telling you, teacher says, that's the deadest unanointed prayer I think I ever heard in my life. Amen. I said, I agree. Amen. Listen, amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, that prayer needs to have a little fire under it. Amen. It's got to be birthed out of something that is moving us to call on God. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you. Is our prayer.